A new cookbook, which celebrates, as the subtitle says, the healthy food and rich culture of the Mediterranean Jews, the book is called The Sephardic Kitchen. It's by Rabbi Robert Sternberg, who joins us from KWMU in St. Louis. He is the executive director of the St. Louis Holocaust Museum and Learning Center. Thanks very much for coming in, Rabbi Sternberg.
Thank you for inviting me.
First of all, Rabbi Sternberg, perhaps you should explain Sephardic Jews. Who are the Sephardim?
The Sephardic Jews are the descendants of those Jews that came from Spain. These were people who were exiled in 1492 and settled primarily in the Ottoman Empire, the countries of the Ottoman Empire, and North African countries. And they brought with them a very rich Spanish and Moorish tradition of cooking.
So that explains the presence of couscous with seven vegetables and all of those.
Correct.
Super sweet, syrupy Middle Eastern pastries that are in this book.
That's correct. Really, Sephardic cooking is Mediterranean cooking, and it's seasonal, and we're now into the autumn season, and these recipes really go hand in hand with foods that are available and popular during the autumn season in Mediterranean countries.
For the next holiday, which is coming, the meal before Yom Kippur, which is, of course, a fasting holiday, which there's a meal before and then a special meal to break the fast the day after. It's a very plain menu. It's roast chicken, plain rice, root vegetables, green beans. Why is that?
Well, first of all, you don't want to enter into a day-long fast with spicy foods or foods that are going to make you more hungry or thirsty. So Jews all over the world evolved a tradition of having fairly bland foods. And the Mediterranean Jews, the food is not, you know, quite as bland as that of Central and Eastern European Jews, but it's the same type of menu. Traditionally, chicken is consumed on the meal before the fast because there's a ceremony which is conducted using live chickens to transfer sins onto the chickens and then to have them ritually slaughtered, and then those are prepared for the meal and used for a holy purpose or a sacred purpose, and in that way, sin symbolically gets transformed into sacred acts.
There were two dishes that sort of caught my eye. I know you couldn't serve them together, but let me ask you about them. One is braised chicken with tomatoes and honey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually like sweet dishes like that, sweet meat dishes, but somehow that one just sounded wonderful.
Well, it really isn't what you would call traditionally a sweet meat dish because fresh tomatoes are the basic ingredient for the sauce. And in the sauce is also added saffron, which gives the predominant spice, and honey, which adds a little sweetness, and cinnamon.
Another dish, which you say is a very old Spanish Jewish dish that has survived in Latin America, is called fideos tostados.
Fideos tostados, yeah. Fideos tostados is one of the Sephardic noodle dishes. And generally what you use is a vermicelli or an angel hair, a very, very thin type of pasta. The unusual thing about it is that you break the pasta into little pieces and sauté it a little bit in olive oil to brown it, and that gives it a kind of a nutty flavor. Then after that, you cook the pasta in a combination of stock and tomato sauce, and you cook it down until it becomes a lot like rice, completely absorbing all of the liquid. And when it does that, you take the pot and it comes out molded and you cut it into pieces. It's very much like a polenta would come out.
Are you on some kind of a crusade here, Rabbi Sternberg, to replace all of the kinds of cooking about which there are so many jokes, the kind of heavy, boring cooking with this lighter, spicier, and equally traditional kind of cooking?
I'd hardly call it a crusade. If I am on a crusade at all, and this really would be in the context of a crusade, it would be to acquaint all people with the immense variety that exists in Jewish cooking, the regionality that exists in it, because really the Jewish foods of Eastern and Central Europe are not necessarily and do not have to be thought of as boring or starchy or, you know, all of the other negative stereotypes. But really my crusade is to make people more acquainted with Jewish cooking as a fine gourmet cuisine.
Rabbi Robert Sternberg, his book is called The Sephardic Kitchen, The Healthy Food and Rich Culture of the Mediterranean Jews.